Good morning. We are talking with Aaron Peterson from Prairie du Chien School District. You are the K through 2 reading and math interventionist at BA Kennedy. And we'll get into exactly what an interventionist is. But we were talking a little bit off air that you are a third generation teacher in the Prairie du Chien School District.
That is correct. Yes.
Talk about literally having like Black Hawk blood through your veins.
No kidding. That's part of why I wound up here after graduating from here. Yes.
Exactly. And I know, and just having some of those conversations with Andy Banasik, with Michael Higgins, you know, one of the big things about the upcoming school district referendum is just making sure that the future students in the Prairie du Chien School District have the same opportunities and the same quality of education that those before them did. And so, you know, you're looking back and you can tell stories from years and years ago.
Yes.
From, you know, aunts and uncles and grandparents and your mom. And even you have 25 years under your belt.
That's true.
And teaching has changed drastically.
So much.
We could talk for probably hours about how teaching has changed, but I'm just going to kind of segue into what your actual role is within the district. And that, I said, you know, you're a math and reading interventionist.
Yes.
So
it's
to
a
that.
Big mouthful. Yes. So what I do, kindergarten through second grade, I have small groups of, for reading intervention, I have small groups of students who need to hone in on their foundational skills or their phonemic awareness and learning how to read. So I get to work with kids who are need letter recognition. They work on blending words, segmenting words, and beginning reading skills. So I have small groups every half hour. It's absolutely wonderful. And then on the other end with math, I do second grade. It's math extension. So I get to work with our upper level math students, those who are working beyond what the regular curriculum for second grade is geared towards, and they're ready to be challenged and taken further. So I get to do that for 45 minutes with 18 second graders every day.
Wow.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting because, you know, you talk about this and, you know, you think to, you know, a classroom full of 15 or 20 kids. And we know everybody who's dealt with children, every
yes.
kid is different.
Absolutely.
And so you can have a child who really, really excels in math, but maybe just cannot pick up the grasp of phonics.
Right.
That is not clicking on all
right.
cylinders for them. So when you have them in that classroom, full of 15 or 20 kids and it's not clicking for one, that's really hard for a teacher.
It's very, very hard.
And so, you know, you think back to maybe when you and I were in school and there were, you know, kids went off to different, you know, help with reading, help with math. There was talented and gifted.
Yep.
That's kind of what you're doing now.
Yes.
Is you're helping those kids along the way so that they just need a little extra help.
Right. And I taught regular classroom for 21 years. So I taught first grade for 10, and then I taught third grade for 11. So I'm very familiar with what classroom teachers deal with the full range of abilities and exposure and, you know, all the kids come with a different story. So now, rather than having to juggle all of that, I have the enjoyment of getting to work with them closely in small groups of three when I'm doing the intervention part, get to form really great connections with the kids and build their confidence and help them really get to see, they really get to see their improvement as they work with me. And then with math, on the other hand, it's kind of like being in a regular classroom again. Even in those 18, with those 18 students, I have the abilities between them are pretty, it's a pretty wide range. So I really get the best of both worlds.
And it's, you get to have more of that kind of one-on-one, helping them with a very specific goal.
Right.
Rather than kind of the craziness that a classroom teacher
yes.
gives. And I would assume this is an advantage to not only students, but the district, because if a kid slips through the cracks in, say, first grade, that second grade teacher now has to try and help them catch
right,
up.
Right.
And the third grade teacher has to then help them because the first grade teacher or the second grade teacher, you know,
right.
it's that you, and you don't want any kids falling through those gaps.
Exactly. We're fortunate here to have our interventionist team. We have two others at BA Kennedy besides myself, and then we have a special ed teacher as well. But an intervention is what happens before special education. And it's certainly, with a lot of our students, that intervention is just a temporary thing. They just need it for maybe the year.
They just need it to help
just
click.
To kind of boost things. And sometimes we find that that's where we find that the student needs more than just the intervention. And so it's really a great gateway to figuring out their way to learn.
Or I know there's lots of ways of teaching different things. And, you know, I was taught how to read one way, but mm-hmm. I feel like this is also one of those, like, hey, it's just not clicking for him this way. Him or her, and if we teach him this way, now he's got it, and he's got the building blocks to then go forward.
Exactly.
So that they don't get left behind or
exactly.
ostracized, or you know, it may not ever be more than just a few weeks of help with you.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be. It could be. A lot of times we try to keep students for 6 to 9 weeks to try to progress monitor them and make sure that they're ready. The key is to get them back into the classroom and be able to use these skills independently. And sometimes that can happen quickly, and sometimes it takes a little longer.
So, you know, knowing as a classroom teacher, knowing and now your role, when you were a classroom teacher, was this something that your students went?
Yes.
You know, was this role there,
yep.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
You know, it was what, when I... Early in my teaching career, it would have been what they called Title I.
Okay.
And that was same thing. I think we have a lot more. There's a lot more to it now that, you know, we've just, as times have changed, we've just become better and better at focusing and finding the needs that kids have and being able to service them better. But I think it's just ever changing. It's a position I never thought I'd be in. I imagined retiring as a classroom teacher, and now this is my fourth year doing this, and I can't imagine doing anything else. I really feel like it's a very important job, and I just feel really fortunate to be able to do it here in my home district.
Yes, and like I said, as we're gearing up, you know, Prairie du Chien does have a referendum, and we've been talking to different educators within the district just of, you know, opportunities that you see for students and opportunities that you hope they continue to have for students. And as we've been talking about, you've been somebody who's been in education, you know, a vast majority of your career. Your parents have been in education, mm-hmm. you know, grandparents. It's changing drastically.
Always.
But the importance is still the same.
Yep.
The children.
Know, yeah, the bottom line stays the same. You know, the kids and what's best for kids and meeting the needs of students, that has been the bottom line all the time, and it continues to be. And I think as much as things keep changing, there's always that common thread that stays the same. And I'm fortunate to work with so many people that are passionate and love what they're doing and are always trying to be better.
And do what's best for
yes,
the kids.
Yes, exactly.
Well, if you are looking for more information for the referendum on April 1st, you can visit the Prairie du Chien District website.